This is Ozarks at Large. The Nobel Peace Prize is one of the most recognized awards in the world and, it could be claimed, the most discussed and debated. Since 1990, Geert Lundestad has been the Nobel Director and Secretary. This afternoon, he'll present a lecture on the University of Arkansas campus titled, My 25 Years with the Nobel Peace Prize. That talk begins at 4:30 inside Giffels Auditorium in Old Main as part of the Hartman Hotz Lectures in Law and Liberal Arts series. This morning, he came to the Anthony and Susan Hoy News Studio to talk about the annual process to select a Nobel Peace Prize winner. That discussion begins with nominations. And this year, there are more than 200 nominations for the award.
Yes, we have a new record. We have 278 candidates for the Nobel Peace Prize this year. This is the highest we've ever had. It's very easy to be nominated for the prize because there are thousands and thousands of persons who have the right to make a nomination. And there are quite a few right here on campus because professors of history, political science, philosophy, at any university, anywhere in the world, have the right to make nominations. And any member of any government and any national assembly anywhere in the world can make nominations. And this is often misunderstood. For instance, many newspapers printed articles about the Nobel Peace Prize when we released this number, the 278, for this year. And some of these are known. For instance, it's known that a member of the Russian parliament nominated Putin. And as long as a person with the right to make a nomination makes this, it's part of the list. So there's no element of approval from the committee in the nomination procedure. And of course, when I open my email the next day, hundreds of email messages, and they all start out, "You idiots, how in the world can you consider Putin?"
If I were an elected member of Congress,
yes,
I could nominate my wife.
Yes, you could.
I mean, if I wanted.
But I wonder what your reason would be, but it would be a valid nomination. And we do get many, many nominations from senators and U.S. representatives. I would say after the Norwegian parliament, U.S. Congress comes in second. We get, maybe 60, 80 nominations from various members of Congress every year.
The full list is kept secret, but if I am a nominator and I wish to go public with my nomination, I can do so.
Well, we don't like it, but many do.
Yeah.
So that's why quite a few of the nominations do become known, but not the full list. So the press will have a very partial list because the names will be released by the nominators.
So you have these 270-plus nominees. Then there is the willowing process, correct?
Yes. Well, the way we do this is that the deadline for nominations is February 1st of each year. And we have the first meeting then at the end of February, early March. I go, as the secretary of the committee, I go through the entire list, 278, tell the five members something in written and in oral form about each and every one. We do take all the nominations seriously. And at the first meeting, the committee members, the five committee members, will add their nomination. So they can nominate the members, committee members too, but they have to do it at the first meeting. And the other thing that we do at the first meeting is to draw up the first short list, 30, 35 names. And then I and some other university professors write reports on those on that short list, the 30, 35 names. And these reports are then presented at the second meeting in April. And we narrow the list down to fewer than 10. So we go from 278 to fewer than 10 very quickly. And then we spend the rest of the time until we make the announcement this year on October 10, studying in great detail these few remaining candidates. And then we bring in top foreign experts. I mean, I try to find out who in the world are the experts on this kind of candidate. And we may ask several, they are normally university professors, we may ask several professors to write reports. And we go over these names again and again, discuss this with them among the six around the table, and then we do not reach a conclusion until we have to, I mean immediately before the announcement in October. And the award ceremony always takes place on December 10, because this is the date on which Alfred Nobel died in 1896.
In an era of instant communication now, it yes. seems that every announcement is greeted by somebody who doesn't like it, and there is this instant amount of criticism.
Yes, true.
I mean, you're...
This is fine. We are very comfortable with this. Many of the prizes have been controversial. And, of course, in America, everybody thinks Obama was controversial. No, Obama was hugely controversial in America. But not really in Europe or Africa or many other places. We had 15,000 people in Norway out on the streets in a torchlight procession celebrating Obama. So he was controversial here, but not so much elsewhere. But we have made some hugely controversial choices. And my argument is really that some of the most controversial choices have also been our best choices. In 1936, the prize was given to Karl von Ossietzky, who was the symbol of resistance to Hitler. Hitler became absolutely furious.
He demanded that no Germans would ever accept a Nobel laureate at all, right?
Absolutely. And three German scientists were prevented from going to Stockholm to receive their science prizes. And relations between Norway and Germany were harmed. Two members left the committee. There was a huge, huge debate. But the many historians who have looked at the Nobel Peace Prize, I think they pretty much agree that this was maybe not only our most controversial decision, but also maybe the most important decision. I mean, we gave the prize to Sakharov and Lech Walesa. I mean, the old men in the Kremlin, of course, they became furious. We gave the prize to the Dalai Lama and to Liu Xiaobo, and the not quite so old men in Beijing became furious. It is not our intention to make as many old men as furious as possible, but we must never be afraid of controversy if we feel this is important for the basic principles of the prize.
Gerd Lundestad is the Nobel Director and Secretary, and he will deliver a talk this afternoon at 4:30 titled My 25 Years with the Nobel Peace Prize. The lecture, part of the Hauptmann Hartz Lectures in Law and Liberal Arts series, will take place inside Giffel's Auditorium at 4:30 today, and that's inside Old Main on the U of A campus. The event is free, and it is open to the public. And we'll have more from our conversation on an upcoming edition of Ozarks at Large.